Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
I really like this episode. I know I say that every week, but I think this is such a good one if you've been sat around avoiding your life and that long list of things that you need to do, and you want some support and hand-holding through this stressful experience that we call life on Earth. This is us trying to get to the crux of the difference between setting boundaries and actively taking time for yourself, giving yourself what you need, versus being self-destructive in the long term and being avoidant and making things harder for yourself and isolating and all of those awful things that I do every week. Hope you enjoy. Hey.
Hey. Coming to you again just from the time difference.
Yeah, it's bizarre. We won't even get
I've been looking actually through your windows and it's pitch black.
It's dark outside, Seffi. Of course it is. It's 5 to 7 PM.
I mean, that's just mad.
What about you?
It's 4 minutes to 11 AM. You just saw me eat a cinnamon bun.
Yeah,
I had my breakfast with you. And
good.
Two cups of tea.
It looked really good.
It was really good.
Bit weird vibes, I think, from me.
Do you think? Yeah, we've been really like introspective this morning.
Yeah, we have. We've gone in quite deep, haven't we?
Yeah, we have for no reason. I think we've been torturing ourselves a bit.
No, but I think it was quite needed for me. Maybe for no reason for you. But I've just dragged you down into my pits, but into my armpits.
Speaking of armpits, I've got something to say in a minute.
Oh, go on. No, say it now.
American deodorant is so dry.
What
it's
are
like
you
dragging
using?
Like a dry
situation.
Thing. So like. Yeah,
secret.
I would use roll-on.
Huh? I said secret.
Secret? What? What deodorants we use?
No, I think, don't they have a brand called Secret?
The one I'm using is just a Dove one. I was like, okay, cool, that I know where I stand with that. Fucking opened it. It's like this fucking, it's like a square. It's like a fucking rectangle square thing. Maths. And you fucking like have to drag this dry
a stick
thing over your armpit.
Right?
It's so weird.
Yeah, Secret.
Where's just like roll-on?
Secret deodorant. Secret. Yeah. That's coming from my like
so
2011
weird.
YouTuber knowledge when all the girlies used to use Secret deodorant. I don't know if I'm making
that's
that
giving
up.
Me like an impulse vibe.
Yeah, I guess. So
but that's my point
in Seattle,
on armpits.
And I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've just been in a weird mood because I was saying earlier to Seffi, I feel, and like I'm saying to everyone every day, I feel in a sense better than ever, but also so low to rock bottom.
Yeah.
That I don't know. I feel like I'm either about to move, I'm about to like close a chapter and move into, like I'm about to step off a cliff onto like the clouds and soar through the sky or plummet to my death. And I don't know when.
I kind of completely agree. Like, I feel like I know that vibe so much of like, it will be a gust of wind that will take me either way. Like, I could either be just thinking, oh my God, I'm just in the best mood. I'm just so happy with everything right now. Or one minor thing could change. And it might not even be like a tangible thing in life. One tiny thing could change in my brain somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm suddenly like, I need to get into bed. Oh my God, yeah. What the fuck? Like, I'm so close to both of those at the moment.
Do you ever feel detached from your life? Like you're not a real person and like you're just kind of like going through the motions of being a human being?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I think that's normal. Yeah,
yeah,
I do feel like that.
Good. Yeah.
I think especially at the moment where it's like I'm not around my usual people at all. Like, I'm very much living every day, getting up and being like, right, what the fuck do I want to do here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very easy to be like, right, what this can't be real. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely think, yeah, there's definitely a level of detachment that is like,
yeah,
inherent in being and spending any period of time on your own.
So I asked on the story, and I kind of, the crux of the episode today is, what's the difference, and like, how do we find the balance between setting like healthy boundaries and taking time to yourself to feel good in yourself, to work on yourself, to like feel safe and secure and healthy, like in your own body and soul as a human being on this planet. So woo-woo. Or what's the difference between that and then just like detaching, zoning out, pulling yourself away? Like, when is it too much? When is it too much introspection? When is it too much? When is it like unhealthy? And because I think that's what I feel like I'm towing the line at the moment of like, I don't think I've ever felt so passionately about myself and like taking care of myself, and I'm really like, in a tangible sense, drinking loads of water and like doing all of those annoying things like going on long walks and like spending time with friends and eating things that I like and doing all of these things to take care of myself, but I also feel so detached at the same time. And yeah. So we put that on the story, like, what's the line? And I guess I'm just asking for a friend, really. I don't know what I'm gonna say here, but it just feels, at the moment, I just feel really like, I don't know how to show up for you guys every Monday, because I don't know if that's what's best for me. It's definitely not what's best for everyone else to listen to. Like, it's not what's best for you. It's probably not what's best for Seffy either, being dragged through everything. Like, I just always think, what am I doing? Like, I just feel weird. I feel so weird at the moment.
I think that is totally fucking normal to start off with. 100% pretty much agree with every word that you just said. Also, like, I think the listeners can tell that at the moment, like, not just from you but from both of us. Like, I think there's definitely
an energy
of, I definitely think we're struggling with consistency more than we have before. Like, I think, and I'm talking about like the last like maybe like 4 month period, and I'm leaving Podmas out of that because we were so
that
consistent
was an anomaly.
And so,
and I did
incredible.
Tell you not to get used to it, guys.
But like, I definitely think like we're in a period of working out what our boundaries are with this, with ourselves as well, and also like how we can make this a sustainable, consistent thing for us in our way. But like, showing up maybe and giving stuff that we're not ready to give is not the way to make a sustainable fucking thing.
Well, I agree with you, and I think my problem that I'm having is, more than anything, I wanna give everyone what they want, and like, it's the most meaningful thing to get.
That's why we stress about it so much.
Come on, like, it's the best thing in the world to like get a moment to chat with everyone on a Monday. Like, that is it's objectively the most special thing I think maybe I'll ever know. Like, maybe if I ever have a kid, touch wood, maybe that might rival it potentially. But beyond
she can
that,
fucking try.
What's more meaningful than being able to like have a nice conversation and share it and like have this sense of people in the world and it means something. And it's so embarrassing and cringy, but it's like so beyond anything. It's so meaningful. And I want, more than anything, to be able to like do it well. And I want people to know that I want to do it well. But like you said, like sharing things that we're not ready to, how do we make that sustainable? Like, by, you know, we can make it sustainable by not sharing things that we're not ready to. But I feel like I'm at a point where I'm like, I think all of me is a thing that I'm not ready to share right now, which is so weird because I'm the same me that I was like 2 months ago, I guess. But I think I'm just going through something. There's obviously something happening here that I can't quite put into words. I don't know.
I just think that's completely normal. And also, how many times have you felt like that throughout these few years that we've been doing this? I feel like we go through phases where we're like, suddenly it feels like everything about you is so embarrassing and it's like, right, I can't do this. Like I was just saying that I listened to the last week's episode. I was like, right, okay, I'm going to listen to that. I remember that being a really nice episode. And there was one point where I said, I'm just opinionated. And I thought, shut the fuck up.
Which also proves that you're opinionated.
Who the fuck do you think you are? What an embarrassing thing to say. I'm just opinionated. It's like, it's, oh my God, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Everything about you, I hate.
But I think at the moment it's like, it's not even like, it's kind of the opposite of, it's like, yes, I'm so mortifying that I can't share any of me. But for the first time, I think I'm like, I think I'm so sacred. And like, even our relationship, I'm like, this is so pure and special. And I'm feeling the dangers of sharing my shit more than ever. I think I'm just at a place where I'm like, who do I trust in this world? Like, I think it's hard to share your shit and like really try and go in with like good intentions and try and make people feel good. It's just scary. And I think every few months I get into this cycle of like, you're really not cut out for this, and I don't know how long you're going to be able to swing it and like string it along for. Like, I don't know how much longer.
I'm shaking my head.
I know.
This is giving me three.
Go on.
Three things.
Yeah.
First vibe bad. It's giving. It's giving me too much navel gazing.
Oh, goes
which was saying. A thing we were actually kind of just talking about. We didn't use the word navel gazing,
but it was on the tip of our tongues.
It was on the tip of our tongue. We were talking about
it was unspoken. I was saying that it didn't need to be said, but we knew it was a conversation. But
we both know we're talking about navel gazing.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, obviously.
I was saying that I have been journaling a lot here, and you were saying like that's a dangerous game if I'm journaling
for me,
and I was saying no, it's good. It gets my thoughts out, blah blah blah. But then I do think, I mean, we were saying that it leaves a lot of room for if you're spending a lot of time on your own, you're journaling a lot. We know that the mind can do crazy things.
Before tricks.
You know it, you're going down rabbit holes. So it's giving me a navel gazing vibe. Like, I almost think you're thinking
it came
about
off the
something.
Back of a therapy session, and you know what the therapist actually said to me? She was like, I think you need to cut down on the emotional connection that you have with your listeners.
Wow.
And,
okay.
And I was like, fuck you.
I was actually thinking about doing the opposite of that.
Actually, they're the most special thing to me, so you can go for
yourself. We were
going to
have a wedding.
I don't know. I'm not cutting down on the emotional. I think it's a balance of being able to appreciate that we're fucking lucky to get to do this, and it's insanely special. And I know that when we say some random thing that like hits one girl in Alaska really hard, or we say a stupid thing and it makes a girl on the tube laugh and she looks like a fucking freak in the carriage, that means
mission
something.
Accomplished.
Yeah, and it's balancing that with also knowing, I guess, that I don't have to give everything, and I'm just a fucking human being trying her best, and I'm dumb and I'm stupid, and I can't hold myself to this ridiculous standard of being amazing and consistent and hilarious and intelligent and all of these ridiculous things that I'm just not. And I think part of this journey for I think part of the set,
like,
I think every few months I have to come to accept that I'm not a very good podcaster, content creator, like whatever it is.
Sorry, I have to step in. I must step in.
But it's
I must
true.
Step in
it's
here.
True. We can't fight it. It's true.
But what standard? I first of all, have you listened to podcasts recently?
On Twitter, not really. No.
Because I've been listening to some. And I would have to say you are a good podcaster. You're holding yourself to a standard that doesn't exist. Because when I've been listening to some, and I'm not talking about the amazing ones that maybe you guys have, I'm talking about like, I've been listening to some like mainstream, highly produced fucking podcasts, and I've been thinking, these are shit. These are not funny. These are not good. I'm sorry, but what standard are you holding yourself to? Because from where I'm looking, you're one of the best in the game.
Thank you. Thanks. Right back at you.
I know it. Like, we actually, I do think, like, the only thing this will do, the kind of, I'm not good enough, I'm a shit podcaster, I'm not funny, I'm not hilarious, all of this stuff. Yeah,
no, not even I'm not funny. I'm not hilarious enough.
Exactly.
There's a difference. I am hilarious.
No, you
just
are undeniably
not
hilarious. And I think
hilarious. Like,
get all you've got to get rid of is the idea that you have to be this perfect version of yourself. Mm. Because actually, if you look around, it's scraps galore, and you don't need to be.
No, you know what? I agree. And I think what's worrying me is I'm moving beyond the I need to be a perfect person thing, and I'm moving into, if I'm learning how to not be a perfect person, is a podcast the safest way to do it? No, it isn't.
The safest way to do it is you hide in your fucking bedroom and you
even.
Do a job that you hate, and that's the safest way to do it. But you're not here to live safe lives. From my knowledge of you, you don't give me the vibe of someone that wants to live a limited, safe life where they don't have to confront any of their insecurities. You give me the vibe of someone that very much wants to confront their insecurities head on. And if one of the things is that you need to be perfect the whole time, to be honest, the perfect place for you to do that is having to show up on an internet fucking thing and be that. But also, I wouldn't be opposed to taking a break, because I don't think It's that I don't think it's fair for you to have to do that online.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. This is why as well, it's like, I feel like it feels a little bit weird because I can feel that I'm coming from a different place than I have before. Like, I feel like at the moment I'm coming from a place of caring about myself and wanting, mm-hmm. I want to show up for the podcast, and I always have. That has always never gone, like, that's I've never been worried about that.
No.
But for the first time, I also want to protect myself and yeah. not even like hide away or shy away from it, but just, you know, what does that look like? Like, how can I be sustainable? How can I turn up at least every Monday and also give the content that I want to give on here? I know this is like a non-issue. Give the content I want to give. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Just get on with it. Just do the fucking podcast and shut up. But I think at the moment, I'm just thinking,
but give the version of you you want to give.
How can I be going through my human life as a sensitive little soul that I am and also feel the weight of wanting to be there emotionally for other people and do something well, because I know I'm lucky to get the opportunity to get to fucking do this and piss about on a podcast. Like, that's a joke of a thing to be able to get to do, and I never once want to take it for granted, and I just feel like I'm not good enough at it, and that's embarrassing.
That's, to me, that's a sign that we're basically, it's hard as well because we're in different fucking time zones right now, and we can't speak as much as we need to.
Yeah, but obviously, I think you're realizing, god, okay, we need to speak quite a lot.
No, but that
you need to get paid for this. I think
it's not true, like, the stuff that you're thinking, that's not true. Like, the fact that it's like you're not good enough for it or you can't do it, all of that stuff, that's not true. If you feel like you need to take some time to fucking work out how you feel, all of that stuff, yeah, that's
no,
more,
you'll never
more
hear
than
me
enough
again. I'll be out,
no,
like,
but I will, because I'll be bugging you as I do.
No,
like, I just think you're not being fair to yourself at all by saying you're not good at it. Like, that is just not accurate, and I
think there's a lot of people who rightly so, I think, be quite disappointed in Wing's output, and I just want to make it clear I'm disappointed in me too.
Who the fuck is disappointed in your output? Sorry. What?
Am I being silly now? I think that's true.
Yes. No, that's silly. That is silly. You think people are disappointed in your output? Do you have to hand in a fucking essay at the end of the week? Fuck off. No.
I just want you to know that, like, output. I know we're lucky to have a podcast now, and I fucking care about it. And if you've ever fucking had a little giggle listening to this or shed a tear, that it's mutual and that I don't know.
Is that not the crux of the whole thing?
Yeah.
I mean, when we've spoken at length about what we want to do and what this is to us, I think the crux of it is that we want to create something that makes people feel good, that we feel good in, and that we're giving quite an authentic version of ourselves where we can show up and be exactly who we are on that day, and hopefully that makes people feel okay in themselves. We want people to feel good and confident. One of my main fucking things I want people to feel confident. Mm. And I think that's one of the things, and good and safe and secure and all of these things. How in any way is you feeling that you're not good enough, you're not funny enough, you're not amazing enough? You are perfect. You are perfect.
Thanks.
As you are. The whole essence of this is that we can come as scraps, because if we can't come as scraps, I've got to go, because I've come as a scrap.
I agree.
Day in, day
out. You're more than welcome to be a scrap. You're the best scrap. But I just,
scrappy do.
It's a scary thing to do, to be a scrap.
100%. But is that not the challenge?
Yeah, and it's fucking. I'm finding it quite challenging, actually.
It is.
I'm finding it quite challenging, actually. Who the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, sorry.
Was that
my phone? My phone. Do you see what I mean? Like, I'm professional. Phone's going off in the middle of the thing. Anyway.
No, I'm checking it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so as we can probably tell, as one can infer, I'm struggling a bit, I think, with balancing protecting myself, taking care of myself, and then also making sure that I can show up for the things that I want to show up for. Yeah. How do you find that balance? Because what we kind of have established, I think, over the course of the past few years and over the course of the conversation that we just had off the podcast and what I'm going to reiterate now for everyone, if you haven't been able to tell, Seffi is insanely good at being confident. You're so good at being
it's such sure a joke. Yourself.
I know, because in so many ways,
like, she's the most so insecure person.
She's a fucking
the least confident person.
No, but obviously, like, you're a human being, you have your struggles, whatever. But I think in your core being, you're so good at putting yourself first and knowing that bottom line, the crux, is that you're going to do what you want to do. And if you want to do it, you're going to feel like you're good at it as well. And when you feel like you need to do something, you do it. It's just impressive. And I want to know how you're wrangling that.
I don't think I am wrangling it. I really don't.
Earlier, so for example, if I found some sort of criticism for you, if I was like, look, Seffi, fucking hell, this thing that you like, this thing that you love that means so much to you, it's a load of shit.
Well, the example you gave earlier, you said, what if I said to you that the film Booksmart wasn't a good film and that it's shit and it's not funny and it just doesn't really show a woman's voice in like the most comedic way and it's the perfect film that should have been made at the perfect time. If I said that to you, what would you say? And I said, I would think I would lose some respect for you.
You said I would actually get quite disrespectful towards you. But also you're not. Like, you are good at disregarding.
I would think you're wrong.
That's the thing.
I would think you're wrong.
If someone said to you, Seffi, you're shit at this, you would probably think they're wrong.
It depends. But, like, if someone said to me, oh, God, you can say the fucking things and I'll fucking believe them till the cows come home. Like,
what's something you know you're good at? Like, what am I good at, for example? Anything. Seffi,
you're good
honestly,
at so much.
I'm too fragile, I think, for the earth. Say, I'm pretty confident in, like, making a fucking tea. Making a cup of tea, not a big deal.
Well, that's one of the things I think you do wrong.
But I don't want to hear it. But fucking pouring a glass of water, I'm not secure enough in anything that putting on lip balm, if someone said to me, you're doing that weird, you're doing that wrong, I'll take it with me until my dying day. Which, by the looks of it, is going to be pretty fucking soon. I can't cope with this world. I'm just too
fragile.
Just quickly
on your tea thing, though.
Yeah,
I've always roasted you for the tea thing.
I wouldn't call it a roast. No offence. Wrong my eyes.
I've been boom roasted, boom roasted, boom roasted, boom roasted.
I don't think you're roasting me because I actually disagree with you because you drink boiling water from a mug. I'm like, you. No offence, but that is one thing. Fair enough. You've given me one. There's a loophole there. That's the one thing maybe that if you tried to...
Well, I'm about to compliment your tea. I have now for the last 3 weeks been making my tea. I call it
Wings
Erin style. I'm gonna make this Erin style
wing tea. How are you making it?
Yeah, I'm leaving the I'm putting the tea bag in.
She likes weak
putting
drinks.
The water in.
It's so bizarre.
And then I'm doing it
I
exactly
have the voice
how you do,
of the
actually.
People here because no one wants a fucking weak tea apart from Seffi.
I don't
have
a bit weak
water. No, Tevi, be honest with us. Come on. The least you could be authentic.
I
now.
Don't think I have it weak.
Come on, be authentic.
The thing that bothers me is that you put the milk in what with the tea bag and the tea bag gets saturated with milk.
You leave the tea bag in the whole time. You squeeze the life out of the tea bag.
So this is what I've been doing because I've noticed that American tea bags are weak. Shit, the
maybe
tea doesn't like come out properly, so I've been doing it Erin style, as I'm calling it. I literally say that in my head. I'm like, just have this one Erin style.
On the rocks.
That's when you know
straight up.
That's when you know you need to get some social interaction.
A taste of home. I just think leave the tea bag in there, give it a good squeeze, like make it strong. Also, yeah. I just want to make it clear, every time I've made a drink for you, I'll say, how do you want this? And she says, however, I don't care. Then she takes all these notes behind my back and then reveals them. I put it on my public podcast, a shared space, safe space.
Yeah, and I thought I'll bring it up then. I've always thought
what's
that was
strange.
What's a girl
to do around
here? I actually love it because the tea that you make is filled to the brim, is strong.
Uh-huh. What more could you
and
want?
I'm liking it. And I'm kept in constant supply, which yes. I like.
What more could you want?
To be honest, nothing.
You don't want a heart. You want a little teacup, or you want a little espresso of tea. Absolutely.
That's what my grandma makes me. When I have a cup of tea at hers, it will be like a mug, and she'll make a shot of tea. It is so unbearable.
Well, anyway, oh bloody hell!
What?
My phone just went off so loud. Okay, actually, sorry. Can I just go straight in with the message that someone just sent?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm reading it as well.
It's quite genius, actually. So in answer of the question of like setting a boundary, doing something to serve yourself versus doing something that is actually in the long term going to fuck yourself over. This person said, usually when I'm isolating, I'm avoiding something versus when I'm setting a boundary, like actively, I'm addressing something. And I think they've hit the nail on the head. That's the crux, isn't it? Like, yeah. We can go now because that's perfect. Say no more. Goes without saying.
That is so good.
What you can feel when you're avoiding something and you can feel when you're actively addressing something.
Do you know what? I've been thinking quite a lot about avoidance over the past few years, I think. But I think it's kind of, something clicked a few days ago. But I think on this podcast, throughout the whole time this podcast has been running, really, I think I've always felt so guilty for the amount of TV that I watch. That's been like a running theme.
I was thinking this the other day.
I feel such guilt about over it.
You saying
and
this.
I think it's because since leaving uni, I don't know. I've always watched a lot of TV. I just have watched loads of TV in the last few years, and I don't. And I think it's like, oh god, I'm so lazy, blah blah blah. Like, and I've always felt guilt for it. But a few days ago, I sort of thought, I actually think I'm avoiding my life when I watch TV. I don't think because I'm not watching it in a. Sometimes I am, and I'm going, mm-hmm, oh my god, course. I fucking love it, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But there's so many times where I have rewatched The Office. This Peep Show, New Girl, come on, we've watched these same things over and over and over again.
yeah, we know it. We
you're
get
avoiding
it.
Something, and okay. The thing you're avoiding is your life, really.
Right.
You don't need to have watched The Office seven times through.
If this is your third time listening to Go to That Saying, the same episode on repeat.
You probably are avoiding
something, aren't you?
You're
cycling
through
our repertoire. Yeah, get back to work.
Like, there's a certain level of it that's like, yeah, okay, it's comfort. Like, there's a comfort thing to it. But I think I can feel the difference in myself when I'm watching something and I feel comforted by it. Or when I'm watching the same episode of fucking Peep Show is what I'm watching at the moment. Best show fucking ever. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But when you've watched that through, I've probably watched every episode of that 8 times in the last 3 years.
Like alone.
alone, yeah. That might be a sign that you're maybe not feeling comforted by it, but you might be just using it to just like balm
almost a bit of a dependence,
the stress of existence.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totally dependent on basically zoning out of reality.
Yeah.
And going into a different world.
I mean, relatable content. I think as well, a couple of years ago, and maybe at the start of this podcast as well, we're so meta today, by the way, which I'm not hating.
I'm not hating it. We haven't got a meta in a while,
No, we haven't. We've
probably
been avoiding
last
it.
Episode. Yeah.
I think yeah. A few years ago, there was especially, and maybe I guess pandemic kind of changed it as well, but I would say just before the pandemic, there started to be a bit more of a conversation, at least I saw, and I know we saw it, about don't do things that don't feel good and like that sort of messaging. And I think that's really important. There's obviously a space for that. But I also think that's a really nice way. I know you don't want to hear this, guys. I know you don't. I know they're like getting annoyed with us. But I think sometimes that kind of idea of, oh, don't do things that don't feel good to you, can kind of give you the excuse that you were looking for to like not sort out your direct debit for that thing and like not go and return your ASOS parcels is always the one that I use. Like, I know there's a list of things that you need to do, and Sefi and Wing are always here for whenever you just need to take a minute and pull back, and you're absolutely deserving of giving yourself some active rest time, active intentional time to rest. But if you're not intentionally resting and you're not intentionally working, what are you
doing?
That's
the difference.
What are you fucking doing? You're just switching off, and you're essentially committing suicide. You're essentially you're switching off your mind, and you're just kind of going through the motions of life and avoiding the reality of your day to day. And you're actually making it harder for you long term. And I'm saying this because I care. If you have things to do that are going to make you feel better in the long term, try and do one of the easier, like shorter. Say you've got like a list of 10 things that you need to do. Some of them, okay, quite big tasks, but a few of them might be a little bit more simple. For example, if I need to take my ASOS parcel back, if that's
that feels like a big one.
It does feel big, but if I can turn it into a nicer thing of, you know what, I'm kind of in the mood to get out anyway, I'll get a nice coffee on the way and I'll turn it into a nice thing. Ooh, maybe I'll meet a friend after. Like, I'll be, you know, I'll turn it into, I'll kind of attach it. I'll stack it onto some other things that suddenly it sounds quite good. And then once I've done that, all of a sudden everything else just feels a little bit easier because I don't feel like a worthless piece of shit anymore. But breaking the cycle of avoidance is kind of impossible, especially when you've got any sort of mental health issue, which... Surprise, surprise.
Boy, we have them in hordes.
If anyone needs any spare.
I think avoidance is one of the main... oh my God, there was like a fucking thing that was like... I remember when procrastination was like the word of the internet. Procrastination, oh my God, I'm just procrastinating, blah, blah, blah. It's like everyone just opened their dictionaries and found that word and was like, perfect. procrastination. Amazing. And I remember then there was a video that was like, procrastination isn't real and like laziness isn't real. You're only doing this because you're avoiding something. Like, you can't... Laziness is not real. And to be honest, I agree. Like, I actually agree with that.
Shots
because
fired
I think
at me.
No, but and
pulling
me.
The trigger to
I think I think I've identified as lazy for quite a long period recently, like kind of in recent years. And I was actually thinking about it the other day. Like, when did I start thinking of myself as like a lazy person? And I was like, I didn't think this at school. I was fucking on it at school. I was busy, 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 busy girl. Like, all, like, kept up with my revision, kept up with all of the stuff.
Oh, come on. Good for you.
I start identifying as someone that's like put stuff off and is like lazy and that can just like fucking zone out all fucking day? And trust me, I fucking can. And I fucking do.
You have to tell me twice.
Yeah, literally.
Honestly, if there's anything we can do,
is zone out all day. Genuinely, though. And then I was thinking, like, I think it's a new thing. And I think it's because I'm not using TV and like media as the thing that you love it for and that you've always loved it for, that is like a beautiful, literally one of the best things in life, a way to experience a deeper reality. It's incredible. I am obsessed with it. You're not using it as that anymore. You're literally using it as like, you've got something to, you've got your dinner now and it's time to watch something, you've got like 15 minutes kill time to watch something, like you you want to go on your phone a bit, I'll just put something on. Like, that is not representative of how I feel so deeply about like fiction, essentially. Why are you using it
as if it's nothing,
as like a numbing agent? You're basically using love itself as an anesthetic. Fuck off.
Can
you're
I say something potentially
thing.
Quite triggering?
Yeah, go on, I'm scared though.
it's not towards you, it's towards us.
Okay, go on.
And
okay,
I think there's some truth in it, and I wonder if you have considered it recently. Just when you were saying about you haven't always felt like you're lazy, blah blah blah. There was a time just after we'd finished uni where your work ethic was called into question by people close to you in your life because you were trying
quite like
to do something unconventional,
massively painful work,
in a really horrific way. And I think just the absence of that from this conversation
is
quite stark, I think, because I think, and you can get it from your parents, you can get it from anyone kind of telling you that you're not living in the right way, and almost they're disappointed in the way that you're living. I was gonna say it sticks, but I was gonna change, I was gonna say it sucks, but it does suck. But it, it does sticks suck, and it does gets stick in deep. Yeah, it stinks, it goes in deep. And I think it's no surprise that now you feel like a lazy piece of shit, because
that's really interesting actually, because the fact it's been for the last 3 years, like, exactly. I definitely watched TV at uni.
Do you know what I mean? I saw this with my own eyes.
Day in, day out.
Do you know what I mean? And I think, you know, you're doing something, like I say, like, you have the luxury of having a podcast, fucking joke, like, piss taker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. I think sometimes, and it kind of goes back to what we were saying at the beginning, we have insanely high standards for ourselves. I mean, I personally would never put these standards on anyone else. I think we have a tendency in this circle, I speak for all of us, to be really hard on ourselves. And sometimes it feels really good to put things off and avoid things and distance and detach and close off and kind of put yourself into this little like bubble, kind of like a little a coma. Kind of like, you know, a sleep-like state.
It's just basically, let me postpone these issues for half an hour, just half an hour.
And I do think that's basically what it is. Cycle. And not to be really dark and deep, but I think in my lowest, worst times as well, I sometimes not even like, I don't know, I'm not even saying this to be super deep, but even in a suicidal way, I think a pathway to that kind of area, that kind of those kind of behaviors, that kind of like sticky, dangerous place in life, I think a pathway to that can be that kind of feeling of being like, I'm not gonna die, but I wish I could just sleep forever. And just being so overwhelmed with life that you just wanna turn everything off and just sleep forever.
Yeah.
I do feel like it is a warning sign that there are some things that need to be attended to, and you should get help for that, I think. You can just reach, like, speak to people in your life and share that with them. Just fucking go to Steffi and Wing. You might not get a reply, but if you go to Steffi, if you just want to get it out, go to Steffi and Wing DMs and say, I'm so overwhelmed at the moment. And you'll be in there with a pit of probably like 60 other girls because we're all so overwhelmed at the moment. But I just think if you're feeling that really horrible, like, discomfort in your own life of like not knowing how to move forward and feeling like you don't have it in you to move forward, I think know that everyone feels like that a lot, and that you can move forward. And just get out of your head, go for a walk if you can, speak to a friend if you can, and just do something that gets you out of that really like self-hating cycle, the navel-gazing cycle. Do you see what I mean? Like, not in a position to be giving advice, by the way. Like, we just heard the breakdown that I was having 20 minutes ago.
You're literally the most, like, yeah, that's exactly what I would want. Like, that's just perfect.
Thank you. You're perfect.
Absolutely perfect. You're a perfect natter.
Perfect natter.
Thing is, I don't know if he actually does say that. I think he says, she might be mad, but she's perfect for me, or something like that. But I don't know. But I always think he says, she's a perfect natter.
I'm just reading through some messages. This is nice. And I think this kind of ties up what we've been saying. So the difference basically between setting boundaries and doing something healthy for yourself versus kind of being self-destructive. Why do you look like you're about to burst out laughing? What's so funny over there?
Laughing?
You're so I'm just mischievous. Listening. You have such a mischievous little face. Look at you.
Do I?
Yeah, you're honestly cute as a button. Like, butter wouldn't melt this girl.
That's so funny because I'm like the most kind of evil person.
but just, you're a mischievous little, you're a little curious cat. Okay, this person said,
I love it.
Aren't you though? You're just a little playful little cat. Okay.
I see it.
I see it for you. This person said basically that it's dependent on how drained they feel. One feels good after and the other one feels shit. And I think that's true. It's like, if you've been intentionally kind of giving yourself time to do all the things that you want to do to take care of yourself. Steffi, what are you laughing at? I can't concentrate. You're laughing.
Nothing. I'm literally not laughing. Now I am, because it's absurd.
You're like this.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a good mood today.
Okay, good. That's
I'm not
nice.
Though.
No?
I don't know. Maybe I am. But this is kind of making me in a good mood, maybe.
Oh, good. Good.
I didn't feel in a good mood earlier, but now I guess I do.
Oh, good. We've turned it right around, as we do.
There are also like a load of squirrels outside of the window. Like probably about 7 squirrels, because I have to feed all these birds, and the squirrels obviously eat food as well. It's one of my things I'm happy to do. And yeah, the squirrels were having a little fight then.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't laughing at that. Mm. I was just looking concerned.
Yeah, nice to know that you haven't been paying attention to me. I'm joking.
No, I was just looking at that. Drained or not drained.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a good signifier when you're like lost in that cycle of watching The Office for 16 hours.
Yeah.
Do you feel good after? Do you feel restored? Do you feel like, oh God, right, I really needed that. Now I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
Or do you feel like, oh God, I've made that a bit worse.
That maybe wasn't the right decision.
Yeah, like, oh.
I think that's such a good, I always view it as like, if what you're claiming that these shows do for you, like what I feel like I'm claiming is that, for example, this sort of brand of TV shows, and I'm putting like my fucking New Girls, my of fucking course. Everything in there. Like for you, it might be Friends, like all of these things that we would put as like comfort TV, things you've seen a million times, but you put it on. If you're claiming that it is comforting to you, is the emotion that you're feeling then, is it comfort? Do you come away from that being like, God, I just felt really comforted from that? Because often I actually don't think I do feel comforted from it. Like, I just feel numbed. It's like,
is it comfort?
You know, the inside
out. Are you silent
out.
Or are you silenced? Is it comfort?
Yeah, literally.
Or is it comfortable? Is it comfort? Yeah. Or is it just comfortable?
Yeah.
Because I think there is quite a dangerous difference.
Definitely. But then I also don't ever want to stop someone from...
No, of course
like,
not.
I also think like...
It's human.
There's also a huge sort of discourse, I guess, in like a neurodivergent that world about how like comfort shows are like a huge fucking
of
thing
course, yeah.
And they undeniably are are. Every single person I know that is autistic is absolutely like has an attachment to specific things,
special
like specific
interest.
Shows and stuff that they can watch fucking day in day out. That should not be a shameful thing. And then I Never. Wonder how much of my attachment to these shows falls into that category and how much of it falls into just like, I'm overwhelmed. I just need to numb out. Let's get Michael Scott in my fucking face. Like, I don't know how much of it. Like, for example, as soon as I got here, there were all these DVDs here. First one I found was the UK Office. Mm-hmm. Watch that. Literally. Cover to cover of the DVD. I watched season one, season two, and the two Christmas specials. I watched both, all of it.
Very festive.
And then I was like, I was really analysing it, and then I went straight to the US office and I watched season one, and I was analysing it. I was like going through like,
you can't call that lazy.
But
you're putting the time in.
But like there's a part of me that is like really curious about like the difference between why they thought a US version would work, why it did work, the differences between David Brent and Michael Scott. I'm so fascinated by it. But let's be real, you've done that exact process 5 times over. Like, you don't need to compare these anymore.
Really needs to do that once.
And I probably
really
did that
we need to
8 years ago
months.
For the first time. Like, you don't need to be doing that on a monthly basis, really. It's
probably
not needed.
No.
It's like, write your dissertation on it and leave. But, like, to be honest, watch the YouTube analysis video of it that someone made 15 years ago.
Call it
go.
A day. Yeah. You've done your bit.
You don't need to be doing that.
I think the crux from us is always, as I think we can be ourselves to ourselves, obviously. But I also think we are making an effort to be kind to ourselves. And maybe that's kind of one of the... threads throughout all of these episodes is that we are slowly but surely really trying, believe it or not, to not be assholes to ourselves. And in turn, we just want to make you slightly more inclined to be kind to yourself as well.
Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, it doesn't go without saying, which is why we're talking about it. But the crux is, if sitting around and pulling back, giving yourself the time is what's gonna help you today, do it. Goes without saying. You're always, that is all, everything you do is valid in our eyes. Because you could murder someone and I'd be like, look, they probably had a good reason, all right?
No.
To get off her back.
I disagree, like, profoundly.
But I just think, whatever you feel that you need to do in that moment, be selfish and fucking do it and own it. And you know what, tomorrow's a new day and you can move on from it. But
don't murder anyone.
Yeah, maybe please. Don't murder him. But if you do, like, it's a safe
do whatever
space.
You need to do. Tomorrow's a new day. Just move on from it.
We all make mistakes, okay? Nobody's perfect.
Just move on.
Just
stop
be
mulling on
the
past. You only murdered someone yesterday. That's yesterday's news. I think that's perfect. Because also, I feel like that's one of the things that we've been talking a lot about recently is this idea of like very actually being kind to ourselves. And I feel like every time I speak to you recently,
it's all I'm going on about.
I'm like, how do you feel? And you have said a few times, and I quite love this. You've been like, I feel bad, but I'm being kind to myself through it. And I think that is a completely different experience. That
no, it's complete. I don't know if, like, you know, your brain like fully develops or something roughly past the age of 25. I don't know if my brain is just like kind of just suddenly started working.
The last bit clicked.
Yeah, honestly, like we just flicked the final switch or something and everything was like just not that deep all of a sudden. But I don't know what it is. I just suddenly feel much more comfortable in myself.
I think we
But
I think we do think everything's way too fucking deep. And actually, like,
I think that much is obvious.
Yeah.
That much goes without saying. Thanks,
so if you
guys
can just be kind to yourself today, and like not in a stupid, just be kind to yourself, love yourself. But
and
like,
if you also wouldn't mind
way,
being
like,
kind to us, that would be quite nice as well.
Oh my goodness!
I wouldn't mind that if you wouldn't mind being kind to us.
That would be great. That would be the cherry on top, to be honest.
I do love this. Yeah, it's a good episode, isn't it?
Like, also, I was just thinking at the beginning, I want to make it really clear that I don't ever want you to feel forced to do it. Like, I don't want, because I feel like I was being a bit like, it's a perfect place for you to fucking deal with your insecurity.
Stop.
It's like
never, in a fun
way it is, but like if it's genuine, like you never have to.
If it's time to step back,
ever.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And same, you know, it goes without saying. We say it all the time, but just for the sake of publicity reasons, but just know that behind the scenes we're
just
saying
to
this
save
to
our
each
skins.
Other all the time. I'm not being held here against my will.
Yeah, but this is so nice. Like, I've really enjoyed this. I've been grinning. It's flipped my mood around. I've been grinning around.
Good. And now you've got a nice day ahead.
Yes, yeah, fucking not even midday yet.
That's crazy.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to finish my book today. Sorry, speaking
of
numbing out.
You're going to watch some TV. Don't lie.
100% I'm going to watch some TV.
As you should.
But not in a numbing way, hopefully.
Not in a numbing way. Not in an unintentional way. Not in like a... Not in a torturous way. Not in a punishing way.
And not in
way.
A putting off your own life. Like, I can't look at my life. Exactly, I'll look at Michael's wife. It's like, you're not Jess from New Girl. You're Seffy from Seffy and Wing, and you need to look at your life.
Yeah.
You're not with
nice.
Nick Miller. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, I mean, that's the sad news.
Oh, it's so sad.
Let's go. Hopefully you'll hear from us soon. I'm really grateful to have this
If you
space.
Don't, hear,
if you
from
don't
us,
hear from us,
assume the worst.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.